Welcome to WDOT News, now to Messinger with World News.
President Paul Kagame of Rwanda told CNN that he doesn't know if Rwandan troops are in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo, even though there's been a lot of fighting between the M23 rebel group and the Congolese army. Over 700 people have died in the fighting recently. Many people around the world think Rwanda supports the M23 rebels, who say they captured the city of Goma in eastern Congo. Kagame said, "I don't know," when asked about Rwandan troops in the DRC, even though he's the head of Rwandan military. Rwanda could do anything it could to protect itself. President Trump has kept his promise to raise taxes, called tariffs, on goods coming from China, making it a 10% fee on everything imported from China to the U.S. This is a bigger plan that also affects Mexico and Canada. Now, Chinese leaders have to decide how to respond. After hearing about the new tariffs, they said that they would take action by complaining to the World Trade Organization and doing something in return, but they haven't exactly said what they'll do yet. China believes the new tariffs break the rules of the WTO, and they're ready to defend themselves. In northeastern Australia, heavy rain has caused dangerous floods for 3 days, and officials are warning that things could get worse. One person drowned in the flooding on Sunday, and thousands of people in low-lying areas have been told to evacuate. The rain, which is almost as much as what usually falls in an entire summer, has affected a large part of Queensland. The worst-hit areas include Townsville, Ingham, and Cardwell, and the floods have caused a lot of damage to homes, businesses, and farms. And now with National, here's Cameron.
California officially announced on January 31st the fire crews have fully contained Eaton and Poseidon's wildfires after 3 weeks of fighting. It was reported that at least 29 people were killed in the two fires. Billionaire Elon Musk, the recently appointed head of Donald Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, said the Trump administration plans to shut down the U.S. Agency for International Development, possibly changing our relationships with outside countries. It was reported that at least 5 people remain hospitalized after a medevac jet crashed into a residential neighborhood in Philadelphia after colliding with the plane on January 31st. It was confirmed that all 6 people aboard the plane were killed in the crash and an additional driver killed on the ground from the wreckage. On February 2nd, the city's mayor said 3 people remained in critical condition at the moment. The cause of the collision is still unknown. And now with local, here's Kim.
This comes in that on last Thursday, a sudden fire taking place in Bayshore spread to 3 homes across the area, with one woman being caught in the fire, effectively leading to her death. A few days later, 2 women were arrested for allegedly taking part in the trafficking of 14-year-old Amare Javasi. The girl first vanished from Patchogue on December 9, around 5 p.m., when she jumped into a car allegedly driven by Francis Buckhite. Suffolk County Police Department charged 52-year-old Jacqueline Comiskey and 34-year-old Elizabeth Hunter with sex trafficking after the girl was found on a 56-foot boat in Islip. When asked for their motives, Comiskey replied that she did so for crack cocaine. Hunter is also facing an additional charge for promoting a lewd performance by a minor, to which she pleaded not guilty. What? And now to Dreyfus with sports news.
Rantanen chipped out in monster trade deal involving Avalanche, Blackhawks, and Hurricanes. Mikko Rantanen made his Canes debut in thriller overtime loss to the New York Islanders, where he was sent out to the Carolina Hurricanes in full trade involving Taylor Hall to the Hurricanes and Marty Natchez and Jack Drury to the Avalanche. The Blackhawks got draft picks for this trade. Luka Doncic to the Lakers. The Lakers acquire Luka Doncic, Maxi Kleber, and Markieff Morris, while the Mavs got Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and the Lakers get Lakers 2029 first-round pick. They trade Doncic after just making the NBA Finals in the 2023-2024 season. Roki Sasaki signs with the Dodgers. Now the future potential rotation would involve Shohei Ohtani, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Roki Sasaki, Tyler Glasnow, and Blake Snell. And now, with more on the Super Bowl, here's Beatus.
Eastern, the Kansas City Chiefs will take on the Philadelphia Eagles inside of the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. The Chiefs look to their 3rd straight Super Bowl win, entering their name into the history books. The Eagles are favored, and the over-under is set at 48.5. Who will you be rooting for this year? This game is the makings of a classic. The Chiefs' high-flying offense meets the Eagles' all-around dominance. While Kansas City has the edge in experience, Philadelphia's balance on both sides of the ball may give them the upper hand. Expect a tight, back-and-forth battle with the game likely decided in the final moments. Now here's Zach with business.
Well, business runs as usual, but things have changed a bit. Trump has placed tariffs on international imports, which have caused a dip in stocks. But this is, of course, soon to be changed. Already, tariffs on Mexico have been removed, and we need to expect more tariffs to be removed as well. I'm getting a little too political now, so let's talk about everybody's favorite real Iron Man, Elon Musk. Did you know he hates Germany? I know, right? He shares a dismay with absentee workers at his Tesla plant near Berlin. So much for that Roman salute. Now with entertainment, here's Shakta.
In Marvel news, Anthony Mackie stepping into the role of Captain America has sparked debate at a promotional event for Captain America: Brave New World. He said that the hero represents values like honor, integrity, but not necessarily America itself. Some fans appreciate this fresh take, while others argue that Captain America should reflect American ideals. The film, also starring Harrison Ford as President Thaddeus Ross, hits theaters on February 14th, showcasing Mackie's portrayal of the iconic hero. At the 67th Grammy Awards, Beyonce made history by winning Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter, the first black woman this century to do so. Kendrick Lamar took home 5 awards, including Record and Song of the Year for Not Like Us. New Artist stole the spotlight, with Chappell Roan winning Best New Artist and calling for fair play for musicians. The show also raised funds for the Los Angeles wildfire victims.
Thanks for joining us on WDOT News. It's been real with Zach Dreyfuss.